Hey, what's up, everyone? And welcome back to Beyond Unstoppable. My name is Noelia Olvera. This is episode number 11. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. So today I want to talk about something that I have been thinking about lately. And I just want to put my thoughts in what I feel and what I think about it in this episode, because I feel like everybody is going through a transformation. Everybody is going through wanting to change their lives. Everybody is going through that momentum of the new year, that momentum of creating a new person, creating a new version of themselves. But that's not going to happen if you don't change your mind, and if you don't change who you are. Nothing will ever change if you don't change yourself. Not a new job, not a new state, not a new city, not a new house, not a new car. None of that matters if you don't change, because you take you with you. You will take yourself with you wherever you go. And it doesn't matter if it's a new year, it doesn't matter if it's a new month. And I am all up for transforming and creating and everything. But we do have to be aware that these changes and these transformations do not happen if we do not make that transformation from within. If we're not willing to sacrifice many things, if we're not willing to let go of what no longer serves us. Because if we keep doing and if we keep following the same old patterns, they are just going to take us to the same place you have been for the last month, for the last year. And I am guilty of this. And this is why I want to speak about it. This is why I'm here sharing what I know and what I've been through and what I'm going through, because you might be going through that. You might be going through wanting to create this life of you know, a different life that's going to expand you, that's going to transform you, that's going to change you. That is a commitment that has to happen between yourself. A commitment that has to be very present for you to actually do it. This has nothing to do with anything external. Though, yes, there's many factors that play into who you become, like your environment, who you hang around with. Yes, that's perfectly fine. But before any of that, you have to check in with yourself and you have to make this commitment to yourself first, because you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to transform. You owe it to yourself to actually commit to something. You owe it to yourself to finish off strong your day, your week, your month, your life. You owe it to yourself and to nobody else. You have to clear your mind of everything, of all the clutter, all the trash that it's weighing you down. And it's not letting you move past your past. We cannot walk into a new year if we keep living in the past. We cannot move into this new life that we want to create if we keep doing the same patterns that have brought us here. We must transform our mindset. We must transform our belief system. We must transform our awareness. We must level up everything that we know, that we do, and the actions that we take in order for us to actually create that new year. It only matters what you think of yourself. I've seen and I've heard and I've been through it, where we worry about what family members say, what they don't say, what they support, and if they support you, if your family supports you, if what the haters are saying, right? But none of that matters, because it only matters the talks that you have about you. It only matters the beliefs that you have about you. It doesn't matter what your friend might say. It doesn't matter what a stranger says on Instagram. It doesn't matter what the hater is saying about you. As long as you know yourself, you know your worth, you know your value, you know what you bring to the table, you know who you are, none of that matters. We have to stop giving our attention, our energy, our value to these people, thinking that they're affecting us, thinking that they're making our lives miserable, thinking that they are the problem. When in reality, the real issue is we do not know ourselves, and we let people project their insecurities onto us. We let people project their envy. We let people project everything else that is wrong with them and with the external shit. We let that affect us, and we start believing that whatever somebody else says about us is true. And that's where we mess up. That is where we fall into validation of people who really do not matter in our lives. And then we have the people that are supportive, and they're telling us, you rock, you go girl, you're doing an amazing job. And now here you are questioning yourself and thinking that it's not true, because for so long you have let external opinions of people that are petty, that are unhappy, control your belief system, control who you are as a person. And that must stop now. It must stop for you to evolve into that new person that you truly want to become. Because if you cannot move past that shit, it's going to be very hard. And you're going to find yourself wanting to become the new year, the new me every single year. This is about progress. This is about you making the little tiny actions and going step by step so you can create that relationship with yourself first before you want to create a relationship with anybody else, before you want to fit in with people that are not supportive. You create your own circle. You create your own table. You be your most amazing cheerleader. You be that person for you. And you must not hear all that shit that's going on around you, or the shit that you don't hear about you. And you just need to listen to yourself, the good shit about yourself. Believe the compliments that you're getting. Believe that people actually appreciate you and value your worth. That's what you have to listen to. And even if that's even there, the first and only thing is what you believe of yourself. Because people can also compliment you all day long and you can believe that. But at the end of the day, you go home and you believe your negative self-talk. That's where self-love and the self-awareness comes in. And I talk about this a lot because I truly, truly believe that that is the most, most important thing that you can have from within. From yourself. That is something that nobody can take away from you. Nobody can take away the love that you have for yourself. Nobody but you. You can take that away from yourself. You can take away your own worth. Nobody else. Nobody else has the control to do that. Only you. And that's why I freaking love talking about this shit, because it's the truth. And there's nothing else more important than what you believe about yourself. We live in our minds and we live in the negative self-talk. I've been there, done that, and it happens. And yes, I do not have it all together. Nobody does. We have this belief that we have to have it all together, and that is a bullshit lie. But as long as you have yourself, nothing else matters, and everything and the right things will by default fall into place. And this episode is just meant for you to stop being in your head so much. For you listening to stop valuing the negative shit that's going on around you. Whether that comes from your relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend, if that comes from your toxic relationship, from your parents, from your job, from your business, whatever that may be coming from, it doesn't matter. It all matters what you think of yourself and what type of belief systems you have. What is the type of awareness that you're bringing into your life? When you know that these people that want to throw their pettiness onto you, when you have this perspective of, I feel bad for you and I pray for you because there's obviously something wrong, or whatever that case may be, maybe I'm not doing this, and you start questioning your worth, that's when you know you're letting people get into your head. There is a big difference between constructive criticism, where people are telling you something that they observe and to make you a better person, to just for you to be better, rather than telling you something so they can attack your self-worth, so they can attack your belief system, so you can start believing that you're not worth it. That is two completely different things. And just know that whatever you're going through right now shall pass. And all you must do is stay on track with the right thoughts, with the right mentality, with the right belief system and awareness and self-love, most of all. You must look inside. You must speak from your heart. Do not block yourself. Do not block your blessings. Your blessings are waiting for you. You're not waiting for them. Your blessings are already there, but you must start believing that they're there. You must be able to take that blindfold and see your blessings because they're right in front of you, but you're not able to see them because you are overcrowded by all the opinions of everybody else, the external shit that's going on around you. That's why you're not able to see them. But once you take that blindfold off and you say, I'm only listening to the good stuff that are going to build me up, that are going to make me a better person, that I know I'm not perfect and there's no one that's perfect, but I'm getting better. When you start seeing that, when you start having this perspective shift of everything that's happening in your life, whether you're going through something that's really rough right now, but you start seeing the good side of it and the blessing part of it, your life will start to change. Your perspective will start to change. Your actions will speak louder than words. That's when you know that you have taken off that blindfold. That's when you know you will start becoming that person that you're meant to be. That person that you want to be so badly is already within you. That person that you think it's so far away that it's in your future is already within you. You're already that person. You just have to bring it to life. Thank you so much for listening. I know this was a little bit of a rant, but I just felt so called. I just felt so called to speak about this and speak to you about this. It's so fucking needed, but what's more needed is you actually believing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. May you thrive, let go, and become. I'll talk to you on my next episode.